reining in those creative loans.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We hear time and time again about those home loans given to people who probably shouldn't have gotten mortgages. People without steady income coming in, folks who could only afford interest only. Now the Obama administration wants to create a new agency that would be in charge of consumer finance products to regulate things like that. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
Home mortgages, mutual funds, credit cards. Right now, regulation of these products is spread between a number of state and federal agencies, like the Office of Thrift Management, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission. The mishmash can make it easier for certain products to fly under the radar. Now, the Obama administration's considering a new federal agency to police these products, kind of like a Consumer Product Safety Commission for financials. But exactly who will regulate what is still under consideration. Turf wars between agencies are expected. One report says the SEC could lose power under the reorganization. Some industry groups have already opposed the idea of more central regulation. The administration overhaul is expected to gel within the next 2 to 3 weeks. Congress would have to approve any changes. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
A mixed bag on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow lost about a third of a percent, 29 points, to close at 84.74. NASDAQ up by about a tenth of a percent. S&P 500 down slightly. Asian markets were basically flat. The Nikkei was up. The Hang Seng down, each by about half a percent. And over in Europe, shares are up right now. GM's European division is getting a lot of attention today. Reports there say three companies will make an offer for the German carmaker Opel. The bidders reportedly include Italian carmaker Fiat, Canada's Magna International, and Brussels-based RHJ International. Give this a listen.
Hail to the king, baby.
Sound familiar? If so, you're probably a longtime video gamer. That's from Duke Nukem 3D, one of the biggest action games from the 90s. The company that made it, 3D Realms, has been promising a sequel called Duke Nukem Forever. And they've been promising it forever. 12 years, in fact. Now gamers wonder if a better title might be Duke Nukem Never, as Rico Galliano reports.
This week, 3D Realms confirmed it's laid off the entire development team for Duke Nukem Forever due to lack of funding. George Jones, editor-in-chief at GamePro magazine, says it's just the latest disappointment for fans.
I think it was like April of 97 when they announced the sequel, and 12 years later, there's nothing. It's pretty amazing.
But what could have possibly taken so long? Jones says the team working on the game was understaffed, so they kept falling behind the moving goalpost of cutting-edge technology.
The way you build games is you kind of have a core foundation of technology. It's called an engine. And the engines change every 3 or 4 years. They become more elaborate. And it sounds like they got into a place where they had to chase the technology 3 or 4 times and completely restart.
3D Realms says it still intends to create games around the Nukem franchise, but now it has to contend with a lawsuit from a company called Take-Two. That outfit owns the rights to market and distribute Nukem Forever, and it's not happy about another delay. Knowing our legal system, the lawsuit could be resolved in about, 12 years. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Is it deflation or just really great deals? Call it what you will, Hewlett-Packard reported that revenue was down for computers and printer ink. That dragged the company's profits down 17%. No surprise there, but let's take a closer look. HP says it sold just about as many PCs between February and April as it did last year. Trouble is, it's not bringing in as much money from those sales. HP became the top PC seller in the United States, but its revenue in PCs actually fell. And all those deals for consumers mean trouble for HP employees. The company said today it's cutting 2% of its staff. That means more than 6,000 workers will soon be let go.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. American Public Media programs explore the American dream and ask, after our current troubles are over, what's next? More at nextamericandream.org.
Whole Foods Market is the place where the organic and higher-end food inclined go to get their fix. It's not a surprise that sales have suffered during the recession. Shoppers aren't doing so much shopping. But Whole Foods continues to expand. It's opened 6 stores already this year. And today in Chicago, it's debuting a massive flagship store. From Chicago Public Radio, Adrian Hill reports.
Most grocery shopping is pretty straightforward. You grab some milk, pick up a box of cereal, maybe some bananas. But at this new Whole Foods, it's hard to stay focused on your shopping list. The store is an enormous 3-floor structure filled with natural light from windows that run the height of the building.
We kind of envision this as a meeting place, or a place where people can hang out.
That's Whole Foods spokesperson Kate Klotz. When you enter the store, the produce section is to your right. To your left is a bar.
In the day, it'll be a coffee bar, and then in the afternoon, it will transition into a local beer and wine bar.
You can actually tote your pint around while you shop. There's a full food court. You can eat lunch sitting next to the Chicago River. There's even a place to dock your kayak. The experience is part of what Whole Foods is hoping will get people to come in the doors. Neil Stern is a retail researcher from McMillan Doolittle.
The coffee bars and the sushi bars and the wine bars and the places to sit and eat have all sort of grown what we call entertainment retailing into the mix. And Whole Foods is one of the masters of doing that.
But he says Whole Foods has to do more than just be a fun place to shop. Especially in a recession, Whole Foods has to convince customers it doesn't deserve the nickname Whole Paycheck.
So it is more expensive. And if push comes to shove in an environment where you simply don't have the money, I think consumers are having to make that trade down.
The grocery chain has been working on the cost angle by pushing its cheaper private label brands. It's also trying to explain why natural and organic food costs more and reminding shoppers that it sells more than gourmet truffles. In Chicago, I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Hey, hope you can check out our website, marketplace.org. The latest there, of course, our Scratchpad with Scott Jago, our online host and blogger, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.